Good afternoon and welcome to show 187 of Engage for Success Radio, and a slightly different show than the one that was advertised, as unfortunately our guest for today is ill. So we're rebooking Tony in for next year sometime. We're booking into May at the moment, so it'll be a few months before Tony's able to come and join us. But I'm really pleased to say that I've found somebody to come and talk instead, who's part of our core team. So we're going to be talking about the Engage for Success Regional Thought and Action Groups with Anne Wilsdon, our Community Director. I tried to get her on last week because we had a problem with last week's show as well, and so she's not got away. I've got her this week instead. So I'm Jo Dodds, your host for today. I'm a social engagement consultant working with the Engage for Success movement, leading on digital. The Engage for Success movement is an inclusive movement committed to the idea that there is a better way to work by releasing more of the capability and potential of people at work. We spread the word about employee engagement and shine a light on good practice, and we're widely supported across the UK, involving the public, private and third sectors. If you go to engageforsuccess.org and use the link at the top of the page, you can join our newsletter list. We usually mail out on a Friday or Saturday. And if you tweet, please share your thoughts using our hashtag, which is #E4S, and that's the number 4. And also come over to LinkedIn. We have a group on LinkedIn. Just do a search for Engage for Success there. We also have a Yammer group. If you'd like to join that, then please go to engageforsuccess.org/Yammer and request to join that group. And all the links for our social media are at the top of the homepage on the website. So, as I said, today my guest is Anne Wilsdon, who's our soon-to-be-departed community director, because she's coming to the end of her secondment with us, and we're all extremely sad. It's always very poignant when people leave us and we get new people. It's good to get new people and meet new people, but we're always really sad when people are leaving, although, as we say, they don't actually ever get to really leave, because we do like them to stay in touch. So, welcome, Anne. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Jo. Yeah, hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm really sad. I'm really sad to be leaving as well. So I can't quite believe this is my last full week. But as you say, I'll be still involved as a volunteer.
Yeah, and I mean, it's gone so quickly. You were here for a year and then you managed to get it extended a little bit, didn't you? But even that extension seems to have flown by.
Yes, and record-breaking speed.
So tell us a bit about your role and what the tags are and what you do with the tags within the movement.
Okay, so I'm the community director for Engage for Success, and really I see the key focus of my role is to grow our audience across the UK, mainly through the various regional thought and action groups. And we're very lucky in that we've got regional groups now in sort of every corner of the UK. And my role is really, I see my role as supporting, enabling, encouraging and motivating through a network of regional ambassadors to continue these engagement communities. So the regional engagement communities are really focused at engagement practitioners and engagement enthusiasts, and it's about getting together, it's about raising the profile of employee engagement, as well as shining a light on good practice and sharing that learning.
Mm. And who are the people who come to the Thought and Action Groups? Is it predominantly HR or is it from across the organisation?
It's a real mixture. Some of them would be HR practitioners in their own workplaces. Some of them would be sole traders that just have an interest in employee engagement. But then we've also got some people that aren't necessarily in the HR space that just have an interest in employee engagement. And of course, we really are an inclusive movement and everyone is welcome. You don't really need to be an expert, you just have to have an enthusiasm and passion for engagement. And some of the groups sort of operate as a regular networking group. So for instance, the North West group, sort of based around the Manchester area, and the London group, both of them sort of meet maybe every other month, bring together, and we'll have a sort of an issue to explore with some kind of a case study as well. And other groups will meet really more to sort of host events on particular themes that are of interest, and sometimes put on even bigger events to try and draw more people in to the movement and raise awareness.
And we do tend to have quite a bit of content created as a result of a number of the meetings now, don't we? Which I have to admit to being a bit slow to getting on the website at times, but it does add sort of extra, extra sort of advantage to it, in that we're having an event, but even if you're not there, you can quite often get the real sort of flavour of for what's happened on the day.
Yes, because I quite often, I mean, I think this is something I've tried to encourage. A great way to raise the profile of what we're doing across the UK is by generating content. So if people look at the website, we actually have got a page for all of the regional thought and action groups. And quite often, once we've had a successful event, I'll encourage them to take photographs, share slides, and because quite often people have got in touch with me saying, I'd really love to go to that event, but wasn't able to make it. So we try and upload the slides so that people can still benefit even if they can't attend in person.
Yes, and that's on the website under the Get Involved section of the homepage on the navigation bar. If you just hover over Get Involved and go down, you can see local thought and action groups, and that'll
go
into that, and then you just find the one that you're interested in.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll put it in the blog piece as well, where someone will actually just do like a write-up of a regional event they've attended. So sometimes you'll find some information of it in there in our blog as well.
Yes, yeah. So let's just sort of go back a step and talk a bit about you and how you got involved with the movement, Anne. How did you hear about it, and what made you decide to come and
respond
to the comment?
Yeah, I've sort of always been aware of Engage for Success right from it was formed, really, and I think I actually attended the first conference probably about 4 or 5 years ago now when we were launching in the QE2, and I think that day really inspired me, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to get involved. So I joined the mailing list, I think, after that conference, and was getting the regular bulletins, and then I actually contacted you sometime later about potentially joining some kind of a values thought and action group, which never really, I don't think, got off the ground. But then in the meantime, I kept sort of following you on social media and stuff. And whenever we came to launch Engage for Success at a regional event in Belfast a couple of years ago, I actually attended that and actually did a presentation at that as did a sort of a case study from where I'm seconded from, the passport office, on how we sort of, on our engagement journey. And then more recently, I've sort of been identified on the talent grid in my department, and therefore, due to that, we get afforded the opportunity to go on secondments or have other sort of development opportunities presented to us. So rather than someone find me, as a comment, I saw this advertising civil service vacancies and thought, that is absolutely perfect for me. And I applied just about 15 or 16 months ago, and the rest is history. So I have to say that after, 28 years as a career civil servant in a way, this has been a real breath of fresh air. In many ways, it feels like a mid-career apprenticeship, because it is quite a different way, a very different way of working. And I have to say that I've thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It's probably been my happiest year at work ever. And I'm also very grateful for my sort of sponsoring department to sort of make that investment in my personal development and in my learning as an engagement practitioner.
It's great. It's so good to hear, you know, the positive stories from our secondees. I mean, as I said, we just love getting new people and new energy to the movement all the time. And as we said, we don't let you go. but always, you know, really sad when people go, but great to hear, you know, the benefit that people have had. So you're coming to the end of your secondment. Paint a picture of the last year for us. Tell us a bit about what you've been doing.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think... I should tell you about my very, very first interaction as a core team member. Where Kathy, you know what's coming next, Joe, don't you? Kathy invited me to a strategy away day, and of course, from my experience in public service, strategy away days are very serious things. So I turned up at the address on the invite to discover that I was standing outside the English School of Folk and Dance. Yeah. And when I walked in, I realised that the first part of the strategy away day was a Morris dancing team building activity. So that was a slight shock in the system. And I suppose after that, I think I was one of the lucky ones that I did get a little bit of a handover, probably a couple of hours one afternoon, with my predecessor, Tanya. So at least she was able to sort of take me through things. Talk to me what my key responsibilities would be and show me some of the software and things you use. And I would say the first month or so it was quite difficult because I suppose I was used to going into a busy office all the time, and I do think of myself as being a social creature and interacting with people, and I was slightly concerned, I think, that the fact that during this COVID I'm working from home and working in sort of virtual team environment, I would find that difficult. But I have to say that when I joined my secondment, Jacqueline joined shortly after that, and we sort of quickly formed a great partnership and a great friendship, which I think helped a lot. And also I think that the technology that the team uses to keep in touch, so the fact that we can use Yammer and 15.5 and we have weekly calls and we see each other more or less once a fortnight, that really helped. And then I soon learnt to sort of plan into my day interaction with other humans because that's important to me. So I wasn't sitting like talking to my wallpaper or my dog all the time. And so quite quickly, you know, I just planned that into my day. I would have calls with ambassadors or new people contacting us, wanting to get involved and understanding how to get involved. So I just sort of planned that into my day, which sort of helped with that.
Yeah.
I'd have to say it does take a little bit of time to get to know what your priorities should be. So really, for the first couple of months anyway, I just did a lot of background reading. And I listened a lot. I, you know, set up calls with the regional ambassadors just to try and really understand how I could add value to what they do, because I think you know, I'm very conscious that they're really the lifeblood of the movement, and more or less all my regional ambassadors have very busy careers and day jobs, and they do what they do for Engage for Success on top of that. So I very much see my role as sort of enabling them and making life a little bit easier for them.
Yeah, and I think that's a sort of experience a lot of people have. I think just even changing jobs, it's difficult, isn't it? And you always get that thing, don't you, where you turn up and everyone else seems to know what they're doing and you don't even know what your responsibilities are yet because you haven't got anything to do. And it's really frustrating. I remember doing that when I was an interim and finding those first few weeks quite difficult. But then all of a sudden you find your feet and all of a sudden you've got far too much to do, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit of a victim of my own success because it's my last full week and I can hardly draw air. I am just so busy and you know, working flat out. And I think one of the great things, well, certainly it appeals to my personal preferences in that you know, I know that I've got key responsibilities and key priorities, but I think the benefit of working in such a small agile team is that at certain times of the year, you know, it just is all hands to the pump, and so you get a real variety of things to get involved in. And you know, one of the things I've really enjoyed this year getting involved with is the action learning explosions. So I've been sort of training volunteers along with Catherine Bassey and the core team to become Action Learning Set facilitators. And I think it's something that we hope to sort of introduce to our regional network as a sort of really great method to try and share best practice and create an opportunity where we can cross-fertilise ideas of what's working well within different workplaces. And I think getting involved in that's been really, I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And there's information again about that on the website under that Get Involved tab as well, if anyone listening is interested in finding out more about what's happening with that. So tell us a bit more about the tags and you know, what's happening out there. And I certainly feel from my sort of limited knowledge of that how the activity levels have risen massively this year, and you know, all credit to you, Anne, for the sort of coordination and effort that you've put in for that. So, you know, tell us a bit about what's happening out there.
Well, it's funny you should say, because I've just been preparing slides this morning for a big event later on in the week. And whenever I counted up all the various meetings, we've actually done 34. We had 34 events this year across the UK, which I think is really inspiring and amazing, bearing in mind that this is all on the back of volunteer effort. So there's clearly lots of events, there's lots of work going into the events, there's lots of content being coming out from them, and the feedback that we get is always really positive. I would say in the past year, I think one of, as it was, I feel like one of my big, the biggest achievements is getting the movement active again in Scotland. I'm told when I joined that we haven't done anything in Scotland for 4 years, and I felt like saying, well, not on my watch. So I think one of the highlights of the year for me was when we launched in Edinburgh in April at Standard Life, gave us our lovely venue with sort of Edinburgh Castle all lit up in the dark as a backdrop. And I did the presentation that night, which was nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time. And that was followed up shortly with another event in Dumfries. And I think we're now really building some momentum in Scotland with, you know, more events planned in Glasgow and launching another hub in Dundee early next year. And I think also we have created a new hub in Birmingham as part of our Midlands tag. So we've really got two hubs in the Midlands now, one based around sort of the Coventry, Warwickshire area. And then we've got Fiona, who's created a hub in Birmingham. And again, we've got it's a live event on our event right now, where we've got, I think it's the 10th of February is going to be the next event, looking at leadership and how leadership preferences can impact and influence employee engagement. So I'm sure that's going to be a great event. We've set up a new hub in the east of England. It used to be that our sort of southeast group sort of went above London and around London and right down to Kent. But now we've got a group of people in the east of England based around the Cambridge area that are going to be planning some events there. And also we've got quite an active group in Wales in the southwest, but we haven't really been very good at getting sort of past the Bristol, Cardiff area. And I think being sort of far-flung, geographically dispersed myself, one of the things I really wanted to do this year is to try and, you know, really get to the sort of more geographically remote areas in the UK. So really pleased to see that in September we launched a hub down in Plymouth, sort of in the Devon, Cornwall area. And then only last week, absolutely thrilled that we actually have launched a hub in the Channel Islands. So that was a standing room only event. The local newspaper came along and they've done an article. I'm about to send it to you, Joe, because I'm hoping we can create a page for them now on the on our website for Channel Islands and get some content up there. So I think you know, during the year, as well as sort of doing more events than ever before, we've also created at least six new hubs, and really I think that's growing all the time, and it's all credit really to the amazing group of regional ambassadors that I work with that sort of give their free time, put an awful lot of effort and energy and commitment into the movement, and it's been an absolute joy and pleasure to be working with them all, and I'm sure I'll keep in touch with many of them.
Yes, yeah. As you say, it's just amazing that the spread is even. I mean, I'm just thinking now, how am I going to adapt the map with all the dots on and all the areas on the website to fit in Jersey?
Exactly. That's but it's a nice problem to have. But
yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's some of the information about what's happening with groups and new groups starting. What about your highlights from events this year? There's been a lot of events. I guess speaking in Scotland was probably a good one for you.
Tell us more. Speaking in Scotland, because I sometimes feel that almost the further out of London you go, the more appetite and enthusiasm is, probably because there's quite a lot of competing people in the same space in London. I also loved going down to the event in Bristol in January, where we had sort of a theme of well-being. I also really enjoyed, we had a big event in Belfast in April where we sold out 140 tickets within about the first 3 days.
Wow.
Of making the page go live. And I suppose I've also really enjoyed going to the London networking groups, and London is going to be the first sort of regional group that's going to set up its own action learning set. So we're going to have an action learning set with members of the London Thought and Action Group in September, and they're going to be tackling some of the common sort of engagement issues, but doing it in an action learning set way. And I'm really excited to see that taking shape. I also think sadly I haven't made it to every area. I've really tried my best to go in person, because
Northern Ireland's quite a challenge at the best of times. You've had a few travel stories, haven't you?
It is. I have turned up at the airport one morning and they overshowed my flight and I couldn't get on it and that kind of thing. But I have, where humanly possible, you know, I have tried to be there, but it's sort of a regret that I haven't made it to the Northwest tag yet to meet with them. But where possible, and I think it's just also some of the real friendships you forge, and I think I get really inspired by working with other engaged people, and I think that's contrasting that maybe with the public service, where I thought we were fairly engaged, but I really think it really makes such a huge difference when you work in a sort of a movement that has everyone's really engaged, and there's a very sort of high trust culture.
Yes.
And I think that it's not sometimes until you walk away that you can understand some of the contrasts that you're having to work with. Mm. And I think it's been very enlightening the way that I suppose, being a sort of institutionalized public servant, I'm used to a lot of structure. And of course, Engage for Success, being a movement, doesn't have that structure. And I've also felt that I've had a lot more autonomy. I always felt that in the role that I had a lot of autonomy anyway, but now I'm beginning to realize maybe I didn't have as much autonomy as what I first thought. But all of that's been very freeing and empowering, and it's just made me feel like I can, you know, come up with an idea, have an idea, implement it, get it done, and there's a real sense of satisfaction. And I think the fact that we're all really working with the same common purpose,
mm-hmm.
Which is very clear to all of us in the core team, it's just such a great way to work, and something that I think I'm going to really miss.
Well, we don't
have too long, because I'll be volunteering.
Yeah. We have to model that employee engagement stuff around the four enablers and strategic narrative.
Exactly.
And all that sort of thing, you know?
and I think one of the things that I'm quite proud of is sort of completing an induction pack, so that for new people that sort of follow me and join the team after I've left, there's some induction chairs there, but obviously we'll be able to use those for people joining any of the regional thought and action groups and any of our research groups. You know, there's something there to sort of introduce them to the movement and give them some pointers on where to go. Mm-hmm. And finally, I think the other thing that I'm really proud of and I highlight is I really wanted to do some kind of a thank you event to sort of really make sure that we acknowledge the efforts of all of our sort of small army of volunteers. So really pleased that sort of, you know, one of my parting shots this week is going to be organising our sort of thanks and celebration event.
Yeah, so just to be clear to everyone, when Anne says she's working really hard in the last week of her secondment, it was all closed. And off she went to organise it.
No, well, I was happy to do it, because it's something that I really felt felt really that I really wanted to do. And I think it's a really nice way to end this assignment as well.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so that's on Thursday, isn't it? So well, give us a flavour of what's happening on the day.
Well, on the day, we're very grateful to Thompson Reuters who have sort of given us a lovely venue at Canary Wharf. We're going to be hearing from David and Anita, our founders. We're going to do a review of the past year and sort of celebrate a lot of our achievements and highlights, both from the sort of the research groups, but also from the regional groups. We're then going to hear from Derek Tong from CIPD, who's going to give us a presentation on the future of work as human. We're then going to spend some time working with our volunteers on trying to co-create a vision for next year and try and come up with some 3 or 4 key priorities. So we're going to be a sort of interactive session where we're going to make sure that everyone in the room has their voice on what's really important to them. And then after lunch, we're going to sort of break that down into some action. We're then going to be hearing from Dr. Amy Armstrong, who is the academic leading our barriers research. So we all sort of understand how there's a really compelling business case for engagement, but this piece of research is looking at what's still stopping us, what are the obstacles, what are the barriers. So I think that's a big piece of research we're going to be sort of publishing early next year, but our volunteers are sort of going to be the first to hear about the emerging findings from that research. And then we're going to have a presentation from one of our task force members, Lara Morgan, who's going to talk to us and inspire us and say, make sure that all our volunteers are feeling thank you and recognised for what they're doing. And then we're going to just have a closing sort of remarks from David and Nita, and we're going to be able to provide everyone with a lovely free lunch as well. So hopefully it'll be a great day. I'm really looking forward to it.
So there is such thing as a free lunch. Excellent. Oh no, we'll work first, aren't we? They've got to contribute. Lovely. So just coming into the last few minutes of the show, Anne, what can people do to get involved in the movement?
Oh, there's lots of ways that you can get involved. So you can obviously join one of the regional groups. That would be my first way in. So no matter where you are in the country, if you want to get in touch with me, I'll put you in touch with the regional ambassador and you can come along and network and share best practice with all of our other regional practitioners. There's obviously lots, probably almost 20 research groups that are active at the minute. So looking at the links between various topics, like the link between engagement and well-being, the link between engagement and cross cultures. But then we've also got some sector-specific ones, so looking at engagement in the education industry and the passenger transport industry. We've got obviously aspirations and ambitions to create more research groups early next year. But then there's also just getting involved. If you've got some free time and you think your employer might be open to seconding you full or part time to the core team, I personally couldn't speak highly enough of it. It's really, I think, helped me to build my confidence. It's really broadened my horizons. It's exposed me to, you know, the latest thought leadership in terms of engagement. And on a personal level, it's just helped me build a really much bigger and broader personal network. And you get inspired by working with other people that are volunteers and all working together for a common purpose. So I couldn't speak highly enough of it. So again, you can either just contact us through the website or get in touch with me or Kathy if that's something that you would like to explore. And of course, there's always a radio show they can get involved in, or people can just, if they've got a good story to tell, present us with a case study, because we'd love to hear about it and put it on the website and attribute it to them, and it sort of raises a profile of their work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely. Thank you, Anne. So appreciate having you on the show, and I'm so glad you came on. You came on, I think, near the beginning of your secondment, didn't you, before? Great that we could just get you before you go.
Oh, no. Well, thank you very much.
So just to let you know, next week it's our last show before Christmas, and Jo Moffat will be talking to Chris Cooper, who's founder of Business Elevation, and they're going to be talking about taking responsibility for becoming more engaging as leaders and managers. So we will catch you next week.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.